Vinita Mataji, you can take over.
Yeah. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hare Krishna Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Kaumudi ki Mataji. Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Very grateful to Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji for giving me this opportunity to speak on Shri Chaitanya Bhagwat on Bhakti Sangha Japa group. Is my voice audible, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Very clear.
Okay. We are having some internet problem. So if, in case there is internet problem, just let me know and I will switch to my phone. I can join from the phone. So let us start with Mangalacharan. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Pancha Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Dear devotees, we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which has been written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a humble disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He is an incarnation of Sri Vyasadev. And Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat has been translated and commented upon by Om Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, who is the beloved and revered spiritual master of our founder Acharya, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. We are reading from the Adi Khanda, chapter 2, and we will be reading from verse number 27 to verse number 35. Verse number 27. Kali Yoge Sankirtana Dharma Pali Pare Avatirna Haila Prabhu Sarva Parikare. In Kali Yoga, the Supreme Lord incarnates with his Parikar, with his associates. Why? To maintain the religious principle for the age of Kali, which is Harinam Sankirtan. Kali Yuge Sankirtana Dharma Palibare Avatirna Haila Prabhu Sarva Parikare. To maintain, to propagate the Yuga Dharma of Harinam Sankirtan, the Supreme Lord incarnates as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doesn't come alone, comes with all his associates. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The word Sankirtan refers to loud congregational chanting of Taraka Brahma, which means the holy names of Krishna that delivers one. The Taraka Brahma names contain knowledge of one's eternal relationship with Krishna. Sambandhatnyan. Krishna's holy names are compared with the bud of a flower. From Krishna's holy names, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's associates, and Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastimes, gradually unfold. So just like on a plant or a tree, there sprouts the buds, inflorescence. The small, small flowers come and slowly, 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 they open up and they blossom into fully blossomed, beautiful flowers. Krishna's holy name is like the flower buds. At the time of initiation, from Sri Guru, who is the perfect representative of Krishna, we get Krishna Nam, Harinam Diksha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we get this Harinam, it is called initiation because it starts the process of getting Krishna Prema. Just like a flower bud slowly, slowly opens up and blooms into a beautiful, fragrant flower. Beautiful to look at, soft to touch, very fragrant to smell. So similarly, this holy name, Krishna Nam, will slowly, slowly reveal Krishna's form, Swarup, Krishna's Swarup, and our Swarup in relationship to Krishna. That is Sambandhatnya. It will be revealed just by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It will reveal Krishna's form. It will reveal Krishna's qualities. It will reveal Krishna's associates. Krishna's associates. Because in Goloka Vrindavan, nobody serves Krishna alone. It is Sankirtan. It is practiced together. No Manjari or no Gopi or no Gopa is serving Krishna alone. It's a society of devotees. It's the dham of devotees. And the devotees are serving together. Yashoda Maya has her gopi friends who help her cook for Krishna, who help her bathe Krishna. When Krishna comes back in the evening after playing, after grazing his cows, it's not that Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, go Krishna, take a bath. she bathes him. It's not that she bathes him alone. Okay, everybody, you wait now. I'm taking Krishna for a bath. I will see you in 15 minutes. Not like that. Chalo, Krishna, let's go to the bathroom. Not like that. There are gopis who assist Yashoda Maiya. They prepare the nice warm water. They put different fragrant oils, fragrant essence in that water. They bring different pastes to apply on Krishna's body. They help Yashoda Maiya do it. They help Yashoda Maiya oil Krishna's soft hair. They help Yashoda Maiya comb Krishna's hair, tie Krishna's hair in different hairstyles. They help Yashoda Maiya tie Krishna's dhoti, his belt, his jewels, his gopi dots, put his tilak. Everywhere Yashoda Maiya is being helped. The friends of Krishna, they play with Krishna together. They are all group games. There are no solo games in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Group games, team games. There are teams. Balramji's team and Krishna's team. And everybody plays together. The Manjaris and the Sakhis also. They are always together, serving together. Eight main Manjaris, eight main Sakhis. They are all serving together. They have their yutha. They have their groups. And there is a Yutheshwari, leader of the group. And under the guidance of the Nitya Siddhas, all the devotees are serving Radha and Krishna. So it is Sankirtan. It is all devotion done in a group. So therefore it is important that Krishna's associates be revealed to all of us. Krishna's associates, Hari Parshads, they are revealed through chanting the holy name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada writes, by chanting Krishna Nam, which is like a bud of a flower, Krishna's form, Swarup, his qualities, Guna, his associates, his Parikar, and his pastimes, his Leela. So Guna, Rupa, Parshads, Leela, they gradually unfold. A bud is folded into a small, beautiful bud, and it unfolds, opens up. Similarly, Krishna Nam is like a small little bud and it will unfold and open. Everything is there. The Swarup is there. Everything is there. But we have not realized it. It will be revealed to us. It will open up. All we have to do is Nam Ratte Raho. Just we have to keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is going to please my Guru Maharaj. Chanting this Hare Krishna is liked by the devotees. Chanting this Hare Krishna will please Srila Prabhupada. Chanting Hare Krishna will please Panchatattva. Our Gaur Nitai, they are dancing. Why should the kirtan stop? Why should the chanting stop? Keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting Hare Krishna, this is the Yugala Mantra. Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna, Hare Rama is Radha Raman. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I am associating with my Ishtadev. Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. I am associating with my Radha Krishna Pranamor, Yugala Kishore. Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi Mor. So I will keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will not waste a single minute. I will keep chanting Hare Nam. If we chant with this understanding, if we chant with this intention, very quickly the name will reveal. And that is called Shuddha Nam. Shuddha Nam. Namaprad. In the Namaprad stage, we just have to try to give up our offenses and keep chanting more and more to Seva. Then we come to the stage of Namabhas, offenseless chanting. There spiritual progress is fast. And when we really please Krishna, then Krishna, who is non-different from Nam Prabhu, then the name will reveal itself. And that will become pure chanting, Shuddha Nam. And in the stage of Shuddha Nam, the Roop, the Guna, the Parshads, and the Leela is revealed as we chant. We are chanting Hare Krishna and we are seeing Radha and Krishna. We are visualizing their Leela. So that is a very advanced stage of pure chanting. And that is a stage that we want to achieve. So we have to try, keep trying. And all our acharyas are there to help us. Hare Krishna. That is why Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur always chanted the Tarak Brahma Mahamantra for everyone's benefit. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur is a liberated soul. He doesn't need to chant for himself. But the nature of love, the nature of siddhi, the nature of spiritual perfection is that one always keeps chanting. Because chanting is nitya dharma. It is the eternal activity of the soul in the purified state. Golokera premadhana harinam sankirtana. And he was chanting for everyone's benefit. Paropkar. Swajanma sarthakari kara paropkar. Those who have recorded the transcendental activities of Sri Gaura Sundar, who are they who recorded? Sri Murari Gupta is the original one who recorded, took notes, wrote a diary, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami also wrote. Those who have recorded the transcendental activities of Sri Gaura Sundar have specifically refrained from describing his pastimes of giving formal initiation to anyone so that no one would glorify him only as a guru who gave initiation into the Mahamantra. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Dev are initiated into the chanting of this Mahamantra and always chant loudly as well as softly in a secluded place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not just come to give diksha, make disciples, did not just come to give. Sri Gaura Sundar, the internal reason was he came to relish. He came to relish Radha Bhav. That was the primary purpose. He came to relish the mood of Radharani, the love of Radharani, the happiness of Radharani. He wanted to experience and relish. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the relisher. The distributor is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Dev are initiated with the chanting of this Mahamantra and always chant. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is saying, always chant. So those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, those who are followers of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they always chant. How? Loudly and softly in a secluded place. Softly in a secluded place, japa. Loudly, Harinam Sankirtan. Both ways we chant. The word Sarva Parikare indicates that the five types of Krishna devotees neither considered the incarnation of Vipralambha, Sri Gaura Sundar, as the object of Madhura Ras, nor did they assist him in conjugal affairs in the course of his magnanimous pastimes. Rather, they nourished his feelings of separation from Krishna by helping him cultivate those mellows. Very important point, my dear friends. This is for advanced devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that Sri Gaura Sundar is not considered by the devotees to be the object of Madhura Ras. What does that mean? There is Vishay Vigraha and there is Ashray Vigraha. Krishna is the Vishay Vigraha. He is the object of our devotion. He is the object of our love. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also the Vishay Vigraha like Krishna? Never. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. Radharani is Ashray Vigraha. She is the abode of all devotion. Devotion takes ashraya of Radharani. But what is the vishaya of devotion, the object of devotion? It is Krishna. So according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Srimati Radharani is Ashraya Vigraha. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ashraya Vigraha, not Vishaya Vigraha. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is clearly saying, devotees neither considered the incarnation of Vipralambha, Sri Gaura Sundar, as the object of Madhura Ras. So he's not Vishay Vigraha, he's Ashray Vigraha. Nor did they assist him in conjugal affairs in the course of his magnanimous pastimes. Don't be Gauranga Nagari. Don't be Gauranga Nagari. That is the meaning. Gauranga Nagari is one of the 13 Apasampradayas that came about after Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered Aprakat Lila. They consider Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be Krishna. And they consider themselves as gopis, as ladies of Navadvip. and they want to have conjugal rasa, conjugal relationship with Sri Gauranga, with Sri Gaura Sundar. They are fools. They don't understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. They don't understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi. They don't understand. They are fools. So that is apasampradaya. It is complete nonsense. One should never consider Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be the Vishaya Vigraha. Never. It's a great offense. He is Ashraya Vigraha. He is the devotee. He is devotee. He is our Acharya. He is a devotee who has come to taste. So further in that same sentence, let's read on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Radha, the devotee is nourished the feelings of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu of separation. Because he is the personification of Vipralamba Bhava. See, the sentence begins with, he is the incarnation of Vipralamba. Who is Sri Gaura Sundar? He is incarnation of Vipralamba. Sometimes some devotees of certain sampradayas, they don't have a very high regard for Vipralamba. They say, no, Vipralamba, only Sambhog. But the complete understanding is, Vipralamba is very helpful in nourishing Sambhog. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wants to taste Vipralamba. Who are we to stop? Srimad Bhagavatam extensively describes Vipralamba. What is Gopi Geet? What is Bhramar Geet? It is pure Vipralamba. Pure Vipralamba, nothing but Vipralamba. Srimad Bhagavatam talks mostly about Vipralamba. Krishna leaving Vrindavan. The separation of gopis. Uddhav comes, Balramji comes trying to pacify. So Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching Vipralamba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing that Srimad Bhagavatam being taught by Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani. And at night in the association of Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi. So if Mahaprabhu wants to relish Vipralamba, if Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about Vipralamba, then we must understand the exalted nature of Vipralamba. It is actually a great ecstasy. Externally, it seems like a painful situation, but the Rasika Vaishnavas understand that internally, Vipralamba produces tremendous ecstasy and it nourishes Sambhog. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is incarnation of Vipralamba, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, he is helped by his devotees, he is assisted by his devotees. How? They nourish his feelings of separation from Krishna by helping him cultivate those mellows, the mellows of Madhurya Prem in Vipralamba. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai helped. Always, they were singing beautiful songs of our acharyas that would nourish those mellows. They would sing appropriate verses from Srimad Bhagavatam at night. They would read from Sri Krishna Karanamrit of Srila Bilomangal Thakur. They would sing from Srila Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govind, the poems of Chandidas and Vidyapati. Why? To nourish the feelings of Vipralamba, separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the relation. This is Madanakya Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani. Those who want to contradict the Gaura pastimes of the supreme shelter. See, Gaura pastimes, supreme shelter. He's supreme shelter. He's Ashraya Vigraha. He's not the object. He is the shelter. He's Ashraya Vigraha. Ashraya Vigraha means the Ashraya of Bhakti. He's the abode of Bhakti. Krishna is the object of Bhakti. Srimati Radharani is the shelter of Bhakti. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Ashraya Vigraha. Those who want to contradict the Gaura pastimes of the supreme shelter Krishna by putting a flute or cowherd stick in Gaur Sundar's hands. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is to always strongly speak about this. Imposing the mood of a paramour on him or considering him the charioteer of Arjun can never be counted among Gaura's associates or servants. Strong statement. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying that anyone who puts a flute or a cowherd stick in Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's hands, treating him like Krishna, imposing the mood of a paramour, enjoyer, can never be counted among Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates or servants. So we have to treat Gauranga Mahaprabhu as a devotee. We may put a peacock feather in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's turban. We may offer tulsi leaves at his lotus feet. Because in Tattva, Jai Gaura Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shashi Suta Hoilo Sai. Namo Mahavadanya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tusyarma. So yes, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Vasudev Ghosh, they are all saying that Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna are in Tattva one and the same personality. But in Rasa, there is a difference. Krishna is in the mood of a Nagara, a lover, enjoyer. Brajajana Nagara. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not in the mood of enjoyer. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in the mood of the greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of enjoyed. So we should not put a cowherding stick or a flute in the hand of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is for the advanced devotees. This is for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates. See, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his Shadbhuj Gauranga form that he displayed to Sri Sarabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, where in two hands is holding a flute, two hands is holding a bow and arrow, Kodanda chap, and in two hands he is wearing the sannyas danda and Kamandalu, the science of a sannyasi. So flute is Krishna, bow and arrow is Ramachandra, and Kamandalu and Danda are sannyas. Sannyasi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Tattva this is true. But that is just to show. Just to show in Tattva he is Bhagwan to Sarvam Bhattacharya. But that is not the sthai bhav. That is not the permanent emotions. Those are not the permanent emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He specifically came to understand Sri Radhara Pranaya Mahima, to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love. So therefore, we should never consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Vishaya Vigraha, as the enjoyer, as the Nagara. Therefore, this Gauranga Nagari followers, they are following Apasiddhanta. It is Apasampradaya. It's a wrong philosophical conclusion that they are following. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying such people cannot be considered as devotees of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we may offer a peacock feather or tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, peacock feather in his turban, lotus leaves at his lotus feet, because in Tattva he is Bhagwan. But we must understand that is to show others that he is Bhagwan. Because many people who visit the temple, they don't know who these two personalities are standing on the altar with their arms raised. So to explain to them that they are Krishna Balram. Prajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sai Balrama Hoilo Nitai. Gaur Nitai are Krishna Balram. Oh, okay. Now we understand. So to show them that is there. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, says in his purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Leela, chapter 4, and Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, the foremost follower and Guru Sevak of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj. He extensively spoke on this point. Don't spoil the mood of Gaura. Because he understands the heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. He understands. And he is telling us, don't spoil the mood of Gaura. Please treat Gauranga Mahaprabhu as the relisher of Radha Bhav. He is participating in Harinam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan, to relish Radha Bhav. Preaching has been carried out by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All the arrangements and invitation has been done by Advaita Acharya. He is the inviter. Shri Nityananda Prabhu is the distributor, preacher. Shri Gadadhar Pandit is the teacher. He is Radharani. He is teaching Radha Bhav to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would sit and hear the Bhagavatam class of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Even deity worship for his Adhokshaja Vishnu and Damodar Shaligram Shila, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu could not do. It was Gadadhar Pandit who taught him. Every time Mahaprabhu would hold the Shaligram Shila, tears would flow from his eyes. But Shri Gadadhar Pandit taught him how to control ecstasy for Seva. That is the mood of Radharani. That is the mood of all followers of Radharani, like Shukdev Goswami, who is the parrot of Radharani. So therefore, it is very important to understand the mood of Gaura. Don't spoil the mood of Gaura, Srila Gaura Govind Maharaj would say. Treat him as Acharya. Treat him as the relisher. So Mahaprabhu is the relisher. Nityananda Prabhu is the distributor. Advaita Acharya is the inviter. Gadadhar Pandit is the teacher. And Srivas Thakur is the ideal devotee. He is the ideal follower. He is the follower. He is the perfect devotee, pure devotee. So this is the Gaura Tattva. He is come to relish. And real followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu will facilitate that mood, not disturb that mood by reminding him, hey Gaura, you are Krishna. No, don't spoil the mood. Krishna is Krishna. He knows. And he has enjoyed his godhood for a long time. Now let him enjoy what he came to enjoy. He came to relish Radha Bhav. He came to relish and experience the happiness that a devotee feels when the devotee tastes the sweetness of Krishna. He has come to taste his own sweetness. Let him taste. Don't disturb his mood. Don't disturb his mood. So another important point, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in the last paragraph. Many damsels from the sweet pastimes of Krishna, the gopis, the manjaris, have displayed their service to Gaura by accepting male bodies in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, Rai Ramananda, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they are Vishakha Sakhi and Dalita Sakhi respectively. Mukunda Sarkar is Vrinda Devi. So like that, all the damsels of Raja, they came. Tungavitya Sakhi came as Vakreshwar Pandit. So like that. They came in male bodies. Why? To display their service to Gaura. In male bodies. Therefore, Srila Saraswati Thakur writes, therefore, external appearance and activities are irrelevant. External appearance and activities are irrelevant in their service to the Supreme Lord. It is the heart that matters. It is the bhav that matters in bhakti. Externals don't matter. Male body, female body, black body, white body, brown body, it doesn't matter. It is the love in the heart that conquers Krishna. Krishna is bhavagrahi. And this is the sar. This is the essence. And devotee should be sargrahi. Devotee should be sargrahi. We should understand this sar. Verse number 28. Prabhura agyay age sarva parikar janmala bilena sabbe manushabhitar. On the order of the Supreme Lord, all of his associates took birth in human society. Prabhura agyay age. By the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these associates, all these parikars, they took birth in the human society. Janma labhilena sabe manusha bhitar. Purport. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on his order in the human society. Not that they were born by some karma. They had to take birth because of karmic reactions. Krishna sent them. When Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, Sri Srimad Abhay Charan Arvind, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he was asked, Prabhupada, why are you giving sannyas diksha so quickly to Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj? Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, he came to Prabhupada. And within a year, he got first initiation, second initiation, and sannyas. And many sannyasis were having difficulty. So a rule had come by the GBC that sannyas should not be given so easily. They will be waitlisted and they will be observed, and only after a couple of years they would get sannyas. But Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj was given sannyas very, very quickly. So when Srila Prabhupada was asked, Srila Prabhupada said that Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj has been sent by Gauranga Mahaprabhu to help me. Srila Prabhupada could see that. So who can understand the activities of a great soul? We are discussing all this because yesterday was the Divine Appearance Day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And yesterday also was the Divine Disappearance Day of Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj. So these associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu took birth on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The associates of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared on his order in the human society of this world in order to assist in Sri Gaura's pastimes. They are not ordinary human beings, prone to suffer the results of their past karma and subject to Yamraja's punishment. No. These associates are not like that. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also said that Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj is an eternal associate of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu who has come to help me. So Prabhupada could see, we cannot see. Prabhupada could see. It takes one to know one. Hare Krishna. Verse number 29. Ki ananta ki shiva virinchi rishigana jata avatarera par shada apta gana. Ananta shesh. Shankar Bhagwan, Brahmaji, Rishigana, and various other great sages, and the associates of Lord's previous incarnations, all took birth as great devotees. Example, Srivast Thakur, who is Narad Muni, Murari Gupta, who is Hanumanji, they all took birth as great devotees. So not just associates of Lord Krishna. When Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not just associates of Krishna took birth, but even associates of previous incarnations, they also took birth. Like Vasudev was a devotee of Varahadev from Satyayug. He took birth in Gaur Leela. Vibhishan took birth in Gaur Leela. All this is mentioned in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. Bhagavata rupe janma haila sabar, Krishna se jane na jara, amshe janma jar. Only Gaur Krishna, means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, antar Krishna bahir Gaura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Inside is Krishna, outside he looks Gaura, is fair. Only Gaur Krishna knew which associate took birth as which devotee. Ah, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew which associate of Krishna, which associate of previous birth took birth as which Gaura Parshad. Only Gaura Krishna knew which associate took birth as which devotee. Purport. The associates who had assisted in the pastimes of Krishna now displayed their respective services to Sri Gaura Sundar as Vaishnavas of this world. The original personality of Godhead, Sri Gaura Krishna, personally knew where each of his devotees appeared. Verse number 31. Karo janma navadvipe karo chati grame keharade odra deshe shrihatte paschime. Some took birth in Navadvip. Karo janma navadvipe. Some in Chattagram. Karo chati grame. Some in Radhadesh. Keharade. Odhra Deshe, some in Orissa, and Srihatte, some in Srihatta, and Paschime, some in the West. Purport. Many devotees of Lord Gaurasundar, such as Srila Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Srila Jagadananda Pandit, Pandit Sadashiv, Gangadas Pandit, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Kolavecha Shridhar, Purushottam, Sanjay, Hiranya, and Jagdish appeared in Navadvip. They appeared in Navadvip. You know who Hiranya and Jagdish were? in Krishna Leela? Anyone knows? They were the Yajna Patnis from whom Krishna and Balram asked for food. Therefore, when Nimai was young child, he asked on Ekadashi, I want to eat what Jagdish and Hiranya have cooked. Because in the previous life, they were Yajna Patnis and they had fed Krishna, Balram and their friends. So nobody knew this, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu knows. So these devotees that we just mentioned, like Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadanda Pandit, they appeared in Navadvip. Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi is also called as Premanidhi or Acharyanidhi. Sri Vasudev Datta Thakur and his brother Mukunda Datta. Vasudev Datta, Mukunda Datta. They appeared in Chattigram, presently known as Chattagram. Now, Radadesh refers to the places on the western side of Ganga. The places on the west of Ganga are called Radadesh. Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Ekachakra. So Ekachakra comes in Radadesh. Therefore, we have that album. Some devotees have taken out an album, made an album of Kirtan called Radadesh Mellows. It's called Radha Desh Mellows. So that is referring to these places where all these devotees appeared. Sri Nityananda Prabhu in Ekachakra. Or Sri Satyaraj Khan and Sri Ramananda Vasu appeared in the village of Kulina. This is very nicely described in the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. They used to make nice silk ropes and they would ask nice questions to Mahaprabhu. Satyaraj Khan. And they come in the village of Kulina. And in that village, Gunaraj Khan appeared. And he wrote a very nice book that attracted Mahaprabhu's heart. The book is called Shri Krishna Vijay by Gunaraj Khan. I have that book. Very nice book. The district of Vardhamana, Burdwan, Shri Mukunda, Shri Narhari, Shri Raghunandan. Where did they appear? In Shri Khand. Very famous. Mukunda Sarkar, Narhari Sarkar, Raghunandan Thakur, Chiranjeev, Sulochan. Many devotees like Shri Govinda, Shri Madhav, Vasudev Ghosh, Dvija Haridas, Dvija Vaninath, Brahmachari appeared in Agradweep. These are all different places. Just by hearing the names of these associates of Mahaprabhu, our heart becomes purified. So we should hear. What about Orissa? The word Odra in this verse refers to Utkal, the state of Orissa. And it is very famous because it is the abode of Lord Purushottam, Lord Jagannath. And it is mentioned in our Shastra, these four sampradayas will appear in Kali Yuga at Utkal from the Supreme Lord Purushottam. Shri Bhavananda Raya. Shri Bhavananda Raya. Srila Prabhupada had a disciple, Bhavananda Prabhu. And of course, he had another disciple called Brahmananda Prabhu. And when they came to India, some devotees outside of ISKCON, they made a fun. They said, what name your Guru Maharaj has given you? What name your Guru Maharaj has given you? Brahmananda, Bhavananda. What is the meaning of these names? Bhava means this material world. What Bhavananda? And Brahmananda, oh, we are devotees. We are devotees of Bhagwan. We don't care about Brahmananda. Why your name is Brahmananda Das? So these devotees, they came to Prabhupada and they were very disturbed that, Prabhupada, why you gave us such names? They are making fun of us. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, don't be like that. I have named you after the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are Gaura Premijan. There is Brahmananda Bharati. There is Brahmananda Puri. And there is here Bhavananda Rai. Bhavananda Rai, the father of Ramananda Rai. These are great devotees. I have named you after them, Bhavananda and Brahmananda. So please be happy. And besides, he said, Bhavananda, Bhava means material world. And Ananda means spiritual bliss. There is no happiness in the material world. It is anityam asukham lokam. Correct? It is anityam asukham lokam, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So there is no sukh, there is no ananda in this material world. The only ananda is kevala ananda kanda, paramakaruna pahudvijan nitai gaurachandra. The process given by Gaurachandra and Nityananda Prabhu is the only ananda in this material world. So Bhavananda Das means the servant of Gaur Nitai. So because the only ananda in this world is Nam Sankirtan movement. Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. So your Bhavananda. The only ananda in this Bhava, in this material world, is Nam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan. So your name is all related to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So be happy. Then Bhavananda Prabhu and Brahmananda Prabhu became very happy. So all these names are there. So Shri Bhavananda Rai and his sons, headed by Shri Ramananda Rai, Vaninath Rai, Gopinath Patnaik, as well as Shiki Mahiti, his sister Madhavi Devi, Murari Mahiti, Paramananda Mahapatra, Shivananda, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Kashi Mishra, Pradyumna Mishra, and many other devotees appeared in Utkal, Odra, Orissa. Shri Hatta is presently in the state of Assam, which is adjacent to Bengal. Many great devotees like Srivas Pandit, his brother Sriram Pandit, Shri Chandrasekhar Acharya, Shri Jagannath Mishra, Advaita Prabhu appeared in this district. Chandrasekhar Acharya was the uncle of our Nimai Vishwambar. His father Jagannath Mishra also came from this place of Shri Hatta. Even Advaita Acharya appeared in Shri Hatta. The word Paschime, west, the word Paschime indicates the place presently known as Trihut. The Sanskrit name of this place is Tirabhukti. Srivat Paramananda Puri and Raghupati Upadhyay. So they were all from Bihar. So all that comes on the western side. So it's called Paschime. Raghupati Upadhyay appeared at this place. And Raghupati Upadhyay comes in the Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He comes to meet Mahaprabhu in Prayag at the house of Sri Vallabhacharya and quotes very nice verses, giving a lot of pleasure to Mahaprabhu. So Raghupati Upadhyay, they were all Paramananda Puri, Raghupati Upadhyay, they were all disciples of Srila Madhavendra Puripad and very intimate associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So Srila Madhavendra Puripad, he had many exalted devotees, disciples like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Raghupati Upadhyay, Brahmananda Bharti, Paramananda Puri, like that. Very great personality. Verse 32. Nana sthane avatirna haila bhakta gane navadvipe asi haila sabara milane. Wow, beautiful. Nana sthane avatirna haila bhakta gane. The devotees appeared in different places. Some appeared in Shri Hatta, some appeared in Chattagram, some appeared in Radadesh, some appeared in Odra, Utkal, some appeared in Navadvip, some appeared in the western provinces. like Assam, some appeared in Assam, some appeared in the western places like Bihar and other places. Nana sthane avatirna haila bhakta gane, but although they appeared in different places, what happened later on? Navadvipe asi haila sabara milana. They took birth in, they appeared in various places, but they all came together in Navadvip. Similarly, we see in Srila Prabhupada's Leela. So amazing. Somebody is taking birth in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hare Krishna. Somebody is taking birth in Bihar. Srila Jayapatak Swami Maharaj appeared in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Somebody is taking birth in Bihar. Srila Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj. Somebody is taking birth in Utkal. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj. So in this way, the associates of Mahaprabhu are taking birth in different places, my dear friends. Different places. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj took birth in Cleveland, Ohio, in the ghettos. So Shri Padayendra Prabhu, I think, in Baltimore, if I'm not wrong. Our Kamodaki Mataji and Pradyumna Prabhu can confirm. Shri Padayendra Prabhu appeared there. So in this way, the associates, the servants of Srila Prabhupada appeared in many, many different places. But for the annual GBC meetings, they would all come to Navadvip. Nana sthane avatirna haila bhakta gana Navadvipe asi haila sabara milana. Nana sthane avatirna haila bhakta gana Navadvipe asi haila sabara milana. Navadvipe haila milana. They all met together in Navadvip. Same thing in Srila Prabhupada Leela also. The words Sabara Milana indicate that the associates of Sri Gaura Sundar appeared in various impure places to illuminate and increase the glories of those places. Hare Krishna. And later they came to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev in Sri Navadvip and joined his Sankirtan movement. Hari Bol. Hari bol. Who can understand the Leela of Mahaprabhu? Verse 33. Sarva Vaishnavera Janma Navadvipadhame Kona Mahapriya Dasir Janma Anyasthane. Most of the devotees took birth in Navadvip. But some beloved associates took birth elsewhere also. Most of the Vaishnavas appeared in the various villages of Navadvip. But some of the followers of Sri Gaura Sundar, headed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu himself, appeared elsewhere. Srivas Pandit Ara Shri. Srivasa Pandita Ara Shri Rama Pandita Shri Chandra Shekhara Deva Trailokya Pujita. Beg your pardon. So, Srivas Pandit, his brother Shri Ram Pandit, Shri Nidhi Pandit and others, and also Shri Chandra Shekhar, they are worshipped throughout Trailokya Pujita. They are worshipped in the three worlds, upper planetary system, lower and middle planetary system. Srivas Thakur and Shri Ram Thakur are described in Shri Kavikarnapur's Gaur Ganodesh Deepika verse number 90 as follows. The most intelligent Srivas Pandit is non-different from Shripad Narad Muni. And Shri Parvat Muni, who is a very dear friend of Shri Narad Muni, has appeared as his brother Shri Ram Pandit. Hari Bol. So Parvat Muni came as Shri Ram Pandit, who is the younger brother of Srivas Thakur. After the Lord took sannyas, Srivas and Sriram could not bear to live in Navadvip. Right? They could not bear to live in Navadvip. In our Angan, Mahaprabhu used to, in our courtyard, Mahaprabhu used to dance and do kirtan. Where is he now? Etakale kotha gela Gaura Nataraj. Where is that great dancer, Gaura Nataraj, gone? How can we live in Navadvip? Every tree, every corner, every place in Navadvip brings back the fond memories of our Gaura Sundar. After the Lord took sannyas, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srivas Thakur and Sriram Thakur left Navadvip and resided in Kumarhatta. Kumarhatta. The birthplace of Sri Ishwar Puripad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gurudev. Sriman Chandrasekhar Dev was the Lord's devotee uncle. Sriman Chandrasekhar, there is another Chandrasekhar who lived in Varanasi with Tapan Mishra and Maharashtra Brahman. That is different Chandrasekhar. This Chandrasekhar is the Chandrasekhar who was with Mahaprabhu when he took sannyas. When he went to Katwa to take sannyas, along with Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, it was Chandrasekhar who was there. When Mahaprabhu went from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas and meeting Shashi Mata, on that journey also Chandrasekhar was there with him. So, Sriman Chandrasekhar Dev was Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's devotee, but he appeared as his uncle. Who was he? Shachi Mata's sister, husband. Means he was Mausi's husband. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mausi's husband. So Shachi Mata's sister's husband was Sri Chandrasekhar. He was a great devotee. According to Sri Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, he was one of the nine Nidhis or Chandra. Sriman Mahaprabhu danced and sang in his house in the mood of Devi for the first time in Bengal. Yeah, all these dramas that Mahaprabhu did, he did in the house of Chandrasekhar. Even lot of, many times he would do kirtan, sometimes in Srivas Angan, sometimes in his own Angan, and sometimes in the courtyard of Chandrasekhar. So Chandrasekhar is very important devotee. The place, and when he would do, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do dramas in the house of Chandrasekhar, he would invite Shachi Mata, Vishnu Priya Devi. They would be sitting in the audience watching. Very nice, very nice. The place where Chandrasekhar's house was situated is now known as Vrajapattana. The huge octagonal temple known as Sri Chaitanya Math is situated at that place. It is a center of nourishment for the world famous Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. See, this is a transcendental pride of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He has opened a Gaudiya Math there at the place of Sri Chandrasekhar. And he's saying, this place is going to nourish the Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, the worldwide family of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Deities of the four Vaishnava Sampradaya Acharyas are established on the four sides of this temple. This is the heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Non-sectarian. The Acharyas of all the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, Vishnu Swami, Sri Vishnu Swami of Rudra Sampradaya, Shripad Ramanujacharya of the Sri Sampradaya, Aditya what is the name for Kumar Sampradaya? Nimbarkaditya. Shripad Nimbarkacharya, Shripad Nimbarkaditya of thank you of the Kumar Sampradaya, and of course Shripad Madhvacharya of our Brahma Sampradaya. Their deities are situated on the four sides, four corners of this temple. We had the great fortune of visiting this. Very beautiful. The deities of the four Vaishnava Sampradaya Acharyas, deities of the Acharyas, are established on four sides of this temple. Shri Guru Gauranga and Gandharvika Giridhari are being worshipped in the middle of the temple. Gandharvika Giridhari are the Ishtadev of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he's saying, Shri Guru Gauranga and Gandharvika Giridhari are being worshipped in the middle of the temple. Shri Nityananda Prabhu gave prior information to Shri Chandrasekhar of the Lord's plan to take sannyas. Yes, this is described. Madhya Khanda. Shri Chandrasekhar was present with Shri Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda at Katwa when Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He duly performed the prescribed sannyas rituals and then returned to Navadvip to inform everyone of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas. A description of Mahaprabhu's kirtan in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya prior to his acceptance of sannyas is found in the Madhya Khanda chapter 8. The presence of Chandrasekhar Acharya during the huge Sankirtan procession to subdue the Chand Kazi and when the Lord bestowed his mercy on Kolavecha Shridhar is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 23. Chandrasekhar would accompany the devotees of Bengal to visit Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu every year in Nilachal. So, brief overview of the activities, glorious activities of Chandrasekhar are mentioned. Last verse for today, verse number 35. We have 2 minutes. Bhavaroga Vaidya Shri Murari Namayara Shri Hatta Esaba Vaishnavera Avatara. Bhavaroga Vaidya. Along with Shri Murari Gupta, who cures the living entities of their material desires. Bhavaroga Vaidya Shri Murari Namajar. Srihatta Esava Vaishnavir Avatar. Took birth in, with other great Vaishnavas, he took birth in the place called Srihatta. The word Bhavaroga refers to the disease of material life. In other words, Bhava refers to the material miseries born of attachment to one's home. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is an unparalleled scholar. He says, in this connection, one should refer to Srila Jiva Goswami's Laghu Toshani commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 51.53. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has referred to Sri Murari Gupta as a Vaidya or a doctor. By doing so, he indicated that Sri Murari Gupta exhibited great compassion on the living entities, Bhuri Dajana, who have been averse to the Lord since time immemorial. Anadi Bahirmukh. By destroying the seed of nascence and thus curing their disease of rebelliousness. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has never referred to Murari Gupta as a doctor of simply the material body. He was not just a doctor of the material body. There is nothing great about it. The incarnation of Vyasadev and prime example of one recording the activities of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his devotees has thus confirmed that it is totally prohibited, hellish and inauspicious to consider Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas as belonging to a particular caste and mode of nature. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. That is a Naraki mentality, hellish mentality. They are in fact transcendental spiritual beings. Transcendental spiritual. The Vaishnavas are transcendental spiritual beings. They don't belong to any Varna or Ashram, really. They are beyond. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishyo na shudro naham varni nacha grihapatir no vanastho yatirva kintu prodyan nikhila paramananda purna amritabdher gopi bhartu pada kamalayor das dasanu dasa. The words Vaidya Shri Murari refer to Shri Murari Gupta, the writer of the celebrated book Shri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. He appeared in a doctor's family in Shri Hatta and later became a resident of Shri Navadvip. Took birth in different places, but they all came to Sri Navadvip Dham to participate in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Sri Murari Gupta was elder in age to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but went to the same school of Gangadas Pandit. So they were fellow students, and Mahaprabhu would challenge him. It will come later on in the Adi Khanda. Would challenge him and argue with him. Now Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions many pastimes of Sri Murari Gupta, which in the interest of time, because we are already 2 minutes over time, we will not read them, because anyway, as we continue our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada will reveal these pastimes to us. But many pastimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Murari Gupta. Many, many beautiful pastimes, including manifesting himself as Lord Varahadev to Murari Gupta, manifesting himself as Lord Narayan, manifesting himself as Lord Narasimhadev, manifesting himself as Lord Ramachandra. All these four incarnations Murari Gupta was shown on different occasions by Mahaprabhu. All that will come in this beautiful book, Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat. We'll read the last two paragraphs. Once Murari Gupta considered that when Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappeared, separation from him would be unbearable. So he decided to give up his body while Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was still present in this world. The Lord, who is the Super Soul, forbade him from this act. On another occasion, Murari Gupta offered prayers to the Lord when he accepted the form of Varahadev in his house. His humble entreaties are found in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 11, verses 152 to 158. His attachment to Lord Ramachandra is mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 15, verses 137 to 157. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very broad-minded. His devotees may be devoted to different incarnations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatara Sara Shiromani. Parama Karuna Pahudvijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sava Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Anandakanda. So they are the Sara Shiromani of all incarnations. They are the fountainhead. They are the crest jewel of all incarnations, Sri Gaur Nitai. And therefore, all other incarnations like Lord Narasimhadev, Sri Ramachandra, they are all his incarnations, their incarnations only. So some devotees may be eternally attracted to them. Murari Gupta Hanumanji is unwaveringly, he has unflinching love and faith in Sri Ramachandra. And that is all right. Mahaprabhu is very broad-minded. All sorts of devotees can take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan, worshippers of Lakshmi Narasimhadev, worshippers of Sitaram, they can all take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees of all sampradayas can take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has taken essential teachings from all the four sampradayas. So why cannot Sri Vaishnavas take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why not? Why cannot the followers, the Tattvavadis take shelter? Why cannot the Sri Vaishnavas take shelter? Why cannot the Pushti Margis take shelter? Everyone can take shelter. He is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that a time will come when all the major world religions will take shelter under the umbrella of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The words Vaishnava avatar indicate that the Vaishnavas belong to Golok. They do not possess gross or subtle designations. Sarva upadhi vinirmukta tat paratvena nirmala rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchadesha. Narad Muni tells us. They do not possess gross or subtle designations. Upadhi, not. These residents of Golok appear in the material world for the benefit of the living entities. The Vaishnavas accept gross and subtle bodies to bewilder the demons and accomplish some task. Those bodies are not their constitutional forms. Hare Krishna. They may appear with a sadhak deha. That is not their constitutional form. Srila Prabhupada appears in a sadhak deha where he is undergoing seasickness. Srila Prabhupada is from Seva Kunj in Golok Vrindavan. Eternally serving Shri Radha Govinda in their Ras Leela, Srila Prabhupada. He is having seasickness. He is having heart attacks. He is having stroke. He is having weight loss. So they appear to, this is Sadhak Leela. That is their Sadhak Deha. Completely spiritual because they are completely Krishna conscious. But that is not their constitutional position, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is writing. That is not their constitutional position. So they have a Gaur Leela Swaroop, they have a Krishna Leela Swaroop, and here they have come in a Sadhak Swaroop. So the Vaishnavas accept gross and subtle bodies to bewilder the demons and accomplish some task. What is accomplish that task? giving joy to the devotees, helping Krishna re-establish principles of religion. Those bodies are not their constitutional form. If fruitive workers consider a Vaishnava low class because of his external appearance, this improper vision makes them offenders. Everyone within 800,000 miles from where a Vaishnava appears or incarnates in this world is freed from all material conception. Everyone within 800,000 miles from where a Vaishnava appears or incarnates in this world is freed from all material conceptions. Jahar ni kate gele papa dure jai e mona doyal prabhu ke ba kotha pai. Jai ho. They then become relieved from the misunderstandings of considering the Vaishnavas as born in a particular caste, considering Charanamrita to be water, considering the deity of Krishna in the temple to be made of dhatu, wood or metal. This is narak buddhi. Considering a Vaishnava to belong to a certain caste is narak buddhi. It's hellish mentality. Vaishnava jati buddhi. They become relieved from the misunderstanding of considering the Vaishnavas as born in a particular caste, as belonging to a particular creed, or as belonging to a particular ashram, or as being simply ordinary scholars, or as being objects of mundane enjoyment. The real sadhus who worship Sri Hari and give proper respect to the demigods and brahmanas never fall under the clutches of demoniac, vehement karmis by disrespecting the Vaishnavas and thereby cleansing and widening their path to hell. How do we guarantee our path to hell? By disrespecting the Vaishnavas. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasthakur says, disrespecting the Vaishnavas and thereby widening the path to hell. So what does a real sadhu do? The real sadhus worship Sri Hari and give proper respect to the demigods and brahmanas. Namo brahmane devaya, go brahmane hitaya, jagatitaya krishnaya, govindaya namo namaha. Jagat guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much, dear devotees. I will stop here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. It was really, really nice. Prabhu, I have one question. I know it's just an extension of what you already mentioned. So this is about the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So my question was it's just on a practical level. So of course, we do not want to disturb the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's not what we intend to do. But on a practical level, would it be okay to have the, the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Shadbhuj form in one's home or in one's altar? So that was the question.
On one level, it is good to worship Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the Shadbhuj Murti. The Shadbhuj Gauranga Murti is Aishwaryamai Seva. Service to Shadbhuj Gauranga is Aishwaryamai Seva. It is service with awe and reverence, because it shows the Aishwarya, the majesty of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we have to understand, it is a temporary form. It's a temporary manifestation of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not temporary. But Shadbhuj Gauranga is a temporary manifestation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But the three confidential reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world is mentioned in the fourth chapter of the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He came mainly to relish the mood of Srimati Radharani. And worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the way Srila Prabhupada taught us, his dancing form, with his arms raised in Harinam Sankirtan. That is the best way of worshipping Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Where Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanakavadhatau Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayataksho Vishwambharau Dvijavarau Yugadharma Palau Vande Jagat Priyakarau Karunavatarau. Gaur Nitai are both described in this Mangalacharan verse of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ajanulambita Bhujau, beautiful long arms, lotus eyes, and they are the inaugurators of the Nam Sankirtan movement. So with their beautiful long arms raised, they're relishing Prem Nam Sankirtan. They're relishing Prem Nam Sankirtan. That is what we want Mahaprabhu to enjoy, Mahaprabhu to taste. On one level, it is good that one worships the Shadbhuj Gauranga form. Just like one may worship Krishna in Dwarka. One may worship Krishna in Dwarka in his 16,108 forms. That is certainly good. However, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Shatanayas. Tad Dhamma, not Dwarka. Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. This is the opinion of Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. So the highest form of worshipping Gaur Nitai is what Srila Prabhupada gave us. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada would have established Shadbhuj Gauranga form. You see? So it's good on one level. But worshipping Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Shadbhuj Gauranga Murti is certainly not the highest worship, and it is certainly not the highest understanding. The highest understanding is what Srila Prabhupada gave us, who is tasting Nam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan. That is what makes Mahaprabhu happy. Is that okay, Priti Vilasini Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, thank you so much. Yeah, very clear. And you don't seem to be well, so please take care, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Or maybe you're tired. I don't know.
I'm suffering from Bhavarog. Lust, okay. Anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego. So you please bless me so that I can become purified. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your association, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Wonderful session. Whenever you speak, you know, he always take us to that pastimes, and all the names that you mentioned, he really made us envision those pastimes, those interactions with Mahaprabhu. I don't have any question as such, but just one thing came into my mind when you were talking about Murari Gupta, that how, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur is mentioning that he's a Bhavarogo Vaidya, right? So I was thinking about you, that you are also a Bhavarog Vaidya. Yes, you are a physician, you are a doctor. But also you, through your wonderful sessions, through your wonderful classes, you always take care with your compassion to the living entities. You always take care of them so that they can also cross this Bhava Sagar, this ocean, this nascent of ocean of birth and death. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Really grateful to you, really indebted to you. Have very due respect from the core of my heart, and really seek your blessings that you guide us and at every step, wherever possible, whenever needed. And thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Girdha Sundari Mataji, you please bless me. I am a Bhavarogi. I am a patient. But Vaishnavas are Adosha Darshi. They don't see faults in others. So you cannot see any faults in me. But actually, I'm full of faults.
You can consider yourself to be a rogi, but also you are a vaidya, right? So if you can control your disease, you can help us also to overcome our diseases. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kirtita Sundari Mataji. You are Adosha Darshi. That's all I can say. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So Parima Mataji, you can unmute, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much again for this wonderful class. And so many concepts got cleared, especially about the Gauranagari sect, because I always used to wonder, you know, why they are considered as upper sampradayas. even though they are so devoted to Mahaprabhu. But now I understood it very clearly, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Yesterday, Prabhuji, it was the disappearance day of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. And I happened to read about his biography and his life. And it was written that he happened to be, I mean, he was born in a family whose predecessors were the Kirtaniyas of Gadaigiri.
Yes.
Who are they and why are they so special? I've heard it, but I don't know who they are exactly. Prabhuji, if you can elaborate, please.
Parima Mataji, I would feel very happy if you read a small little book. I was reading it this morning. You love this book. Gopalji.
Oh, wow.
So very okay. Beautiful book. You can read it in literally 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a small book. But Prabhuji, where do I get it? On Amazon?
I tried a lot. I couldn't get it on Amazon. But finally, I got it from Bhuvaneshwar. Bhuvaneshwar. From the Bhuvaneshwar, ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar temple. But you can search if it's available online. It is, I think, I don't know if it's available through Ras Bihari Lal, but just ask some devotees. Are you in India, Mataji?
No, Prabhuji. I'm here in Philadelphia.
Prabhu, I actually was able to get the book when I was in Dallas, a couple of months ago at the, what is that? Is that Krishna Culture? Or is it Krishna, whatever the store they have there?
They have it there in Dallas?
Yes. I did. Right. Did somebody that store you on? Is that Krishna Culture?
Yeah, it's Krishna Culture. Yes.
Yeah. That's where I actually picked it up there a couple of months ago. So they may have some more. I will check there.
So krishnaculture.com. Mataji, can you please post the website?
Yeah, it's krishnaculture.com.
Okay.
It's a fantastic book.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for the information. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, so just read this book. It explains the greatness of these ancestors of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. They come in the line of Sri Shyamananda Pandit and Narottamdas Thakur, direct descendants. And they are pure devotees.
Wow.
So you read this book. You will love that book.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Gopalji. Yeah.
Gopalji, yes. Okay, thank you, Prabhuji.
Beloved deity of Srila Gaur Govind Swami. That is the name.
Yes. I have his book like Vipra Lamba Tat by Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. One book.
Embankment of Separation.
Yes, Embankment of Separation. But yes, I know that his deity was Gopalji, but I didn't know that there was a book called Gopalji. But I would definitely like to read that book and I'll find out. I will get it from this particular website. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Just like Srila Prabhupada's books also, they should be read in a sequence. Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like that, even Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj's books also. First, you can read Gopalji.
Okay.
Then you can read When Good Fortune Arises, which is a biography and essential teachings of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. Then you can read Mathura Meets Vrindavan and then Embankment of Separation.
Okay. All right, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. This is just a suggested sequence.
I actually found this book long ago when Radhanath Swami Maharaj had come to ISKCON Tobacco here in New Jersey. And I happened to, have the association of Maharaj. And at that time, I found this book there. And I found it very interesting. I haven't actually read it yet fully. But then now that you say that I will have to follow this sequence, I will. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Parima Mataji. Hare Krishna. Sukha Mataji.
1 minute, Prabhu. So, Indulekha Mataji, Parima Mataji, Indulekha Mataji has posted the link on the chat. Please refer to it. It's $3, that book. And it's
Krishna
Culture. And all the books that Prabhu mentioned, all these four books are available in Krishna Culture. So, you can just take it from there. I happened to take it when I went in Dallas in December.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Kirtita Sundari Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranams. Thank you for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. I just had one question because this was you know, discussed even when we were doing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And, you know, you were talking about the Nitya Siddha, the devotees of the Lord. And you also mentioned that they sometimes act in their sadhaka deha. And I was wondering, so do they switch these, or, I mean, how does it work? This question was basically asked to me when Ramananda Rai was actually training the girls, you know, for the drama. And it was mentioned that he was, you know, he didn't differentiate anything because he was, he's a Nitya Siddha and, you know, he's situated on that platform. So the question was, you know, so the Nitya Siddhas, even when they, you know, appear on this realm for their pastime, so are they in their Nitya Deha, like in the original constitution, or do they switch their constitutions when they come here? I mean, do they suddenly enter into that, like in a trance? I mean, I was not sure what happens there. Are you able to please throw some light, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. So I can try. So Nitya Siddha devotees are those devotees who are associates of Sri Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the spiritual world. When the Supreme Lord descends, these Nitya Siddhas descend with the Supreme Lord to assist the Supreme Lord in the pastimes, in the Leela. Leela ra sahai, to help them in their Leelas, they come. When they come, they are under the Yoga Maya Shakti of Krishna. They are under the Leela Shakti of Krishna. So they may or may not realize who they are. But the Nitya Siddhas are always in love with Krishna. They never forget Krishna. For example, Srila Prabhupada once said that there was never a time when I forgot the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Since my childhood, he said, I cannot remember a time when I forgot Krishna. Never forgotten Krishna. So that's a Nitya Siddha. That's a Nitya Siddha. So he came as Senapati Bhakta. Mahaprabhu himself predicted that I will send my Senapati Bhakta. So Srila Prabhupada is predicted in the scriptures. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is predicted in the scriptures. This morning I was listening to one lecture of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. This morning. And yesterday he gave a lecture on the teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So in that lecture, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu was mentioning that Padma Puran or Skanda Puran, I'm forgetting the name, but in one of the Puranic literatures, it is predicted that a great personality will take birth in Jagannath Puri, and he will be instrumental in spreading Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti all over the world. And he will use unique methods to preach bhakti. Now this clearly refers to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He appeared in Jagannath Puri and he used unique methods, like sitting in a British-made Jaguar car and wearing shoes and British jacket and having a printing press. The world of Vaishnavism had never witnessed a printing press used as Brihad Mridanga to spread Krishna consciousness. So these are Mahapurush. These are pure devotees. Srila Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. These are Nitya Siddhas, but Nitya Siddhas are very rare. Not every pure devotee is a Nitya Siddha. Among many, many pure devotees, hardly one will be a Nitya Siddha. So when the Nitya Siddha comes, to answer a question, when the Nitya Siddha comes in this world, the Nitya Siddha is under the Yoga Maya Shakti of Krishna, Krishna's internal potency. Yoga Maya Upashrita. Just like the Rasa Leela takes place under Yoga Maya. Bhagavan Api Taratri Sharadottula Mallika Viksharantu Manas Chakra Yoga Maya Upashrita. Just like the Yoga Maya Shakti controls and coordinates all of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Similarly, these personal associates of Radha and Krishna, when they come, they are under the influence of Yoga Maya and they carry out their Leela of assisting Radha and Krishna in their mission. But when they are doing it, they may appear like normal human beings like us, because that is their Siddha Deha. Srila Prabhupada's form, as we see today in the videos and in his photographs, this is Srila Prabhupada's Sadhak Deha. They come in the Sadhak Deha. Sadhak Deha means they appear like sadhakas. They are doing sadhana. Srila Prabhupada is taking Diksha. Now, does Srila Prabhupada need to take Diksha? Tell me. Does Srila Prabhupada, who has been sent by Krishna, sent by Mahaprabhu, does he need to take Diksha? No, he is taking Diksha. This is sadhana. And he is doing sadhana. He is chanting 64 rounds, doing sadhana. Similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, begging Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, give me Diksha, 18 times. Sripada Ramanujacharya, going again and again to Goshtipurna, give me Diksha, give me Diksha, give me Diksha. So what is this? Srila Sripada Ramanujacharya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, they are all Nitya Siddhas. But they come in sadhak deha. They appear to be performing sadhana, but actually they have come to fulfill the mission of the Lord. And it is very difficult to recognize a Nitya Siddha. We cannot with our vision, because it takes one to know one. It takes one to know one. But the great acharyas, they reveal who is a Nitya Siddha. Is that helpful, Mataji? So when they come in the Leela, in this world, they come in a sadhak deha, which is a human body. They don't come in their Siddha Swarup, in their Nitya Swarup. They come in a sadhak deha and they appear to be performing their sadhana, their duty. To give an example, Srila Rupa Goswami did not come as Rupa Manjari. He came as Dabir Khas, Rupa Sanatan, they came as Dabir Khas and Sakar Mallik. They're working for Nawab Hussain Shah, but actually they're Nitya Siddhas. So that is their sadhak deha. Is that helpful, Mataji?
Sure, Prabhu. Can I ask a follow-up? So I understood from what you just explained that they come in their sadhak dehas. My question would be, so, you know, we hear of the extraordinary feats, you know, these exalted personalities perform. And so I was wondering, you know, they may be in the sadhak deha, but then, you know, do they have the, you know, do they maintain their original swarup when performing these devotional pastimes, you know, on the material realm? Because, I mean, obviously, like you just said, what Srila Prabhupada did is not humanly, like it's not, you know, it's, I mean, unimaginable for an ordinary human to do such a thing in such a short span of time. So the level of at which they work is kind of extra, you know, it's definitely not human. So is it right to understand that, you know, they may be in their sadhak deha, but then they perform at the level of Nitya Siddha?
Yes, because they are Nitya Siddha. So yes, they perform extraordinary activities. But again, to recognize those activities as extraordinary, it takes one to know one. It takes some purity to recognize. For example, Loknath Goswami. From an ordinary vision, he doesn't seem to be a Nitya Siddha. Just sitting and, you know, chanting like a Babaji in Vrindavan. What has he substantially contributed to the history of Vaishnavism? One may ask from a mundane vision. A person who doesn't understand may ask like that. But someone who understands will see what a great personality he is. The perfection of life is to cry for Mahaprabhu. And for decades and decades, you're sitting in one place in Vrindavan crying for Mahaprabhu. I didn't get Mahaprabhu. I lost his association. When will I see Mahaprabhu again? And the way he empowered Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is Thakur Mahashaya. He preached vigorously all over Bengal. But where was the empowerment coming from? It was coming from his Gurudev, Sri Loknath Goswami. So it takes one to know one. A Nitya Siddha, like you rightly pointed out, may perform extraordinary feats. Sometimes those extraordinary feats are easy to see when the Nitya Siddha is a Goshtanandi. But when the Nitya Siddha is a Bhajanandi, it may be difficult to see. That is the point. It may be difficult to see those extraordinary activities. And even when the Nitya Siddha performs extraordinary activities, they go through extraordinary struggles. Prabhupada accomplished extraordinary things, but that was in the last 11 years of his Leela. But before that, he was struggling lifetime in preparation, sitting on the steps of the office building of Sumati Morarji. Process that for a minute. Srila Prabhupada coming from Vrindavan, sitting in a Mumbai office on the steps begging Sumati Moraji to give him a free passage, not on a passenger ship, on a cargo ship, ship that is meant for luggage, meant for cargo. So these Nityasiddhas, yes, they do extraordinary things, but they also go through human struggles, extraordinary struggles. And it looks like Narvat Leela. This is like just ordinary person. What is the difference? I'm also struggling to make ends meet. And the sadhu is also struggling to make ends meet. You see, so it's very sweet. It's very human-like, very human-like. So that we can cry, we can feel. If Krishna wanted, Prabhupada could have found some sponsor and he could have taken a flight, Air India flight to New York. And Krishna could have supplied Prabhupada with a lot of money. Some big industrialist could have built him a temple in New York and a nice sound system and nice Vyasasan. And Prabhupada would be sitting like the Acharya and just giving lectures. But then where is the human struggle? Where is that motion sickness? Where is that 38 days on the ship? Where is that living on cereal and potatoes? Where is that not eating hot food for 15 days until Captain Pandya gets you an electric cooker where you can cook some khichdi on the ship? Where is that Jalduta diary if you would have taken an Air India flight? So these struggles, Lord Ramchandra, praying for 3 days to Samudra Dev to give him way, give him way, give him way. these are the struggles of Leela, divine Leela. Just like Lord Ramchandra needed help crossing the ocean, and the monkeys came and assisted, and the monkeys who assisted him, they became perfect. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha. The temples were already there. The devotees were there. Mahaprabhu, by his desire, the movement Harinam had spread all over the world. Just time was separating. But those fortunate souls who helped Srila Prabhupada in his struggles, just like the monkeys helped Lord Ramachandra, the American and all over the world, actually, the boys and girls, Africans and Australians and Europeans and Americans, those who helped Srila Prabhupada in his struggles, they became glorious, like Hanumanji, Angad, and others. The human struggles are there, and those human struggles help us cry for the Acharya, even though the Acharya is a pure devotee. They go through struggles like us. Srila Prabhupada could not go to Japan. Srila Prabhupada wrote a full essay, The Light of Bhagavat, to present in that conference in Japan. You have read that in Prabhupada Lilamrita? Such a touching story. He's corresponding, writing letters. He really wants to go and make a presentation there. And he has an invitation. But Srila Prabhupada doesn't have few hundred rupees to buy the flight ticket from India to Japan. And he cannot make it. He doesn't have few rupees. He doesn't have money to pay the rent of the storefront. Devotees help him with the first month's rent. He doesn't know where the second month's rent is going to come from. So Nitya Siddhas also come and they go through all these human struggles. So it's very difficult to recognize. Mataji, is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Always such an inspiring class. Very indebted to you, Prabhuji, for your classes and your association. Please give your association more often, Prabhu. Thanks so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sukha Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Gauranga. So, if there are no more questions, maybe we can stop. Let me see the chat box real quick. So Krishna culture. Yeah, I don't see any questions here. Yeah, I already responded to two private questions. So yeah, we are good. Hare Krishna.
Gomadiki Mataji, is your microphone working?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Dada. It was so nice to hear you again.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. It's always nice to see your smiling face and just so good to see you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You can, I think so, take over.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class. We are very grateful to you and we look forward for your association again in future. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association this morning. If there are no more questions, we would like to close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripasindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Praise Ram Adhika Dadar Prabhuji Ki Jai
Bhakti Sangha Japa Group Devotees Ki Jai
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much for joining today's class. We'll meet again tomorrow for another beautiful class. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.